after falling asleep while their parents read fairy tales to them. Little girls may dream of becoming princesses who get to waltz with their very own Prince Charming.
Left, right, bent, out, in, dip, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, bend, 2, 3, hold, 2.
Last week, members of the Young Actors Guild gathered on the Webster University campus in Fort Smith, inside a large room with 6 white columns stretching from the floor to the ceiling, located in the room's center. The young actors were rehearsing for the group's upcoming production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which is scheduled for June 12th through the 15th at the Alma Performing Arts Center. 19-year-old Logan Sloan has been cast in the role of Prince Christopher.
He's kind of getting sad because he doesn't know if he'll ever find a bride, and so his parents decide to throw this ginormous ball for him. He doesn't want to have any part of it. He says, in the script, he says he's not going to marry anyone that shows up at the ball. And then, what do you know, Cinderella comes down the flight of stairs, and he's instantly mesmerized by this beautiful creature. And so they dance, they go outside, they have another dance, they fall madly in love with each other, and then she runs away. And so he has no idea what to do, so like the whole second act, he is frantically searching the kingdom for this girl, and eventually everyone knows that he finds her, and so it's wonderful. He goes through quite an array of emotions trying to find her, so it's fun.
Fun to play.
Yes, fun, because you get to be frantic, you get to be crazy, you get to be depressed, and then go back straight into those emotions again.
In addition to learning his lines from the musical, Logan is also in charge of designing the dance numbers as the assistant choreographer. Logan says director Missy Gibson describes what she's looking for in a performance, and then he goes home to brainstorm and dance around his living room before teaching the routine to the 45-member cast. When Logan decided he wanted to make musical theater his career, the Pocola, Oklahoma actor took 6 months of dance lessons and explored a variety of styles, including ballet, jazz, tap, and hip-hop. Logan says choreographing a routine is a little bit like a jigsaw puzzle. After deciding on a few key elements he wants to include in the dance, he must then figure out ways to connect those elements. Logan often makes changes through much of the rehearsal process.
It's usually never right until like an hour before the show opens. So we're always constantly saying, let's change that and add this and see if that works better, if that looks more unique.
Playing the role of Cinderella is 17-year-old Laura Pearson. Her stage debut came at the age of 2 when she was an angel in a production of The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Laura has worked in a number of plays since then, including several with the Young Actors Guild, which she says is her home.
Just because the people are so amazing, they're so supportive of everyone, it doesn't really matter if you're like a chorus member, if you're the lead, they all love each other so much and you just feel it. It's awesome.
Laura says she loved watching the Disney version of Cinderella as a kid, which has extra characters like singing mice that are not included in the Rodgers and Hammerstein version. Laura has found watching some of the film adaptations of Cinderella helpful, because if she's not sure how her Cinderella would react to a line, Laura says this gives her a way to see how other actors have reacted to that same line. Although she can draw inspiration from other actors, Laura has worked on bringing her own spin to the fairy tale protagonist.
When I came into the role, I was trying to figure out how to make her. She's so kind and so she just never gets mad at anything, and she's stuck in this terrible situation, you know, with her stepsisters. They're not really mean to her, but they do, they're very self-absorbed, so they don't really care much about Cinderella. So I tried to figure out how I was going to justify her being okay with that without being just empty-headed. So she just sees the good in everything, and she's just really a normal girl stuck in a very abnormal situation.
In preparing for this production, Laura says decisions have been made to change some aspects of the characters in order to make this fairy tale much more relatable.
What we've done with the prince's character and with Cinderella's character is we haven't made it like, oh, floating across the stage, I'm the prince, oh, I'm Cinderella, I'm in love with you, you know, anything like that. It's definitely like very real, very honest, like oh my goodness, I just saw you and now I'm in love with you. What in the world is going on, you know? So it's never like unbelievable. It's definitely totally believable and just funny. You know how it is, like the first time you hold somebody's hand and you like don't really know how to hold anybody's hand yet. So it's just funny moments like that that really make it honest.
Of course, honest doesn't mean the show will be without laughs. 17-year-old Cody Walls is playing the king, who Cody describes as quirky and the provider of some comic relief in the play. The high school senior enjoys getting the chance to be funny because it makes people smile. Cody has been singing since he was little, and he gets the chance to exercise that talent in this musical. It took some key changes and a little bit of work to adjust the King's songs for Cody's voice, but he says he loves the challenge.
Music explains the emotions that words alone can't. I mean, and when we talk to people, we don't ever listen to the words they're saying. We listen to the meaning behind the words, and I feel like music really brings that out.
The Young Actors Guild will present Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Cinderella June 12th through the 15th at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Members of the cast, including Cody Walls, say they have been working hard on creating a top-notch production for theatergoers.
The Young Actors Guild showcases kids of all ages with all different types of talent. I mean, we have tumbling in the show, we have lots of dancing and singing, and it's just there are a lot of talented kids in this production, and they're investing a lot of hard work and time into this, and it's something that I think audiences are really going to enjoy.
At 12:30 p.m. June 14th, the Young Actors Guild will also host a tea party in the Alma Performing Arts Center's green room. Admission is $8 per child and seating is limited. Tickets to the performances of Cinderella are $15 for adults and $10 for kids 12 and younger. More information is available at yagonline.org.
There are a few other places where you can see or participate in theater during the month of June. Rogers Little Theater is presenting Wait Until Dark, June 6th through the 15th. In the play, a sinister con man and two ex-convicts are about to meet their match in Susie Hendricks, a blind Greenwich Village housewife. She becomes the target of three con men searching for the heroine hidden in a doll, which her husband Sam innocently transported from Canada as a favor to a woman who has since been murdered. Tickets and showtimes available at rogerslittletheater.org.
Leading Ladies will be on stage at Fort Smith Little Theater June 5th through the 15th in this Ken Ludwig comedy. Two British actors plan to pass themselves off as the long-lost nephews of a wealthy old woman who's about to die, but they get hit with a mix-up on gender. You can go to fslt.org for additional information.
The Ozarks Arts Council will present Rex's Exes June 7th and 8th, and then again the 14th and 15th in Harrison. For more, visit thelyricharrison.org.
The 2014 Arkansas New Play Festival has been scheduled for June 12th through the 15th at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Details at theater2.org.
University Theater is presenting one-person shows and comedy improv in Studio 404 of Kimple Hall on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. Shows are scheduled for 7:30 p.m. June 26th and 27th. Admission, free. For more, visit drama.uark.edu.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts is hosting a couple of musical theater camps this summer for kids 5 to 14 years old. More information is available at uafs.edu/academy.
Arts Live Theater also organized summer camps, as well as a production of Charlotte's Web, which will be on Arts Live Theater's second stage on North Sang Avenue in Fayetteville, June 19th through the 22nd. The theater company is also holding auditions for Just a High School Play from 1 until 4 p.m. on June 28th. For details on any of these events, visit artslivetheater.com.
Trike Theater is in the middle of its production of Here Comes Gosling, which is on stage at Trike Theater's Black Box Studio in Bentonville until June 8th. The organization also has several summer camps lined up in June and July, and more information is available at triketheater.org.